Excuse the bad quality. This is the Cosmic Yoda. This is Joe Skousen talking about geopolitics with Owen Schreier. Coming up in just
a minute. If you do have a hardline phone, usually those things can survive. And so Joel joins us over the phone. Joel, why don't you just lay it out here? You got cut off by the break. While we got you on the phone here, but try to pick it up where you left off.
Well, why don't you tell me what I was last to say, because I don't when I was cut off.
Well, you were disagreeing with me because I view the world that the Western elites have pushed Russia into the arms of China, when to me Putin is more of a romantic with the West, and I think would have rather been allied with the West, and that's what I see from his speeches. But you were saying you think that's not so much the case, and that now the China-Russia alliance is something that's been around for a while.
That's right. In fact, I covered this in today's World Affairs Brief. Just came out. Listeners can get a free sample copy by going to worldaffairsbrief.com and clicking on Request a Sample. But what I outlined is several conservative commentators who have made the same point, and it's very common. I don't fault you for doing this, but remember that just like Putin's speech on the 21st, he's playing to the West as well as to his own people. But, you know, the communists have always been masters of deception. And as I say, when they faked their own demise, the world bought into it completely, mostly because our own globalists let them get away with it. I mean, if I could see through it, and Christopher Story in the UK were the only two commentators that detailed the evidence that it was a phony fall. Putin is the dictatorial leader of Russia. It's not a real democracy at all. The Communist Party still controls all the major parties in play. Even in the Kremlin, you hear the words of the parties, and parties are not talking to the United Party of Vladimir Putin.
You still believe that Russia is communist and Putin is a communist, even though they broke up the Soviet Union in the 90s?
But they didn't break it up. They let it go.
Then why are they in Ukraine?
I'll tell you why. Now remember, before the breakup, and they did this breakup to get aid and trade from the Soviet from the West, and it worked like a charm. The Western company completely rebuilt the entire oil system in Russia, which made it one of the most oil powerhouses in the world. They never could have done it on their own. We gave them, financial aid, powerful $100 bills. That's why the oligarchs had only $100 bills to spend when they went to Europe. They had nothing else for tips. But the point is that before the phony fall of the Soviet Union, before they appeared to let it break up, they mandated, by the way, it wasn't, they let people be free, per se. They moved in hundreds of thousands of Russians to the Baltic states, and they put Donbass and Crimea into the boundaries of Ukraine. Now, these are Russian-speaking areas, and they put them in there so that they could have an excuse to come and invade, which is exactly what they did in Ukraine. So it was a complete lie when Putin said, we don't want Ukraine coming into NATO because we don't want NATO on the border. They already have NATO on the border with the Baltics. And when the NATO's country even declined to let Georgia join NATO because of concerns, Russian security concerns in 2006, Russia invaded Georgia anyway. So you see, that was an excuse that just doesn't pan out. The point is, they let go of the former Soviet state, but the corruption remained, and the corruption remains in Ukraine, or corruption remains in Hungary, it remains in Poland. Matter of fact, like Walesa, so-called, free market labor union leader was a
communist. So what's the answer for Ukraine then? Because right now, the struggle appears to be either you're going to be backed by the West and you're going to have a Western favoring president, or you're going to have a Russian favoring president. I mean, I don't see any other way for Ukraine right now. I mean, what independence is Ukraine going to have?
Well, in fact, Ukraine has always had a phony nationalist as a president until Zelensky. Now, Zelensky is a corrupt individual, and corruption is still rampant. Remember, unlike World War II, when we denazified all the nations, they never decommunized any of the countries that left the Soviet Union. crime. Ukraine still has the same communist bureaucrats exacting bribes from the people, and that's what has given rise to so many revolutions, the Maidan Revolution in 2014. As I told Alex Clear back then, I said this was not a Western coup. This was a coup done by the communist president, Yanukovych, because he was the one who ordered that there could be riot police to stand down and let the protesters win. Now, the Western people couldn't have told America to stand down. Even the presidential palace guards were unattended. That's as if Trump rallies came on January 6th and the Marines had abandoned the White House. Would we have been responsible for that? No. Only the Democrats could have done that. So you see, there's a lot that conservatives don't know about the details of these things that I put out in the World Affairs Brief. It really clouds my judgment. I am for the Ukrainian people not living under the phony communism that pervades in Russia. But Russia is not the good guy. He's not the ally of the West. Never will be. Never has been. And, you know, it's a sad deception that people buy. I mean, look at his speech. He attacks the LGBT and the craziness of transgender in the West. Why does he do that? Because he's playing to the West. He knows that the conservatives...
No, I can't buy into that. I'm sorry. If a man tells the truth, he tells the truth. I mean, if I'm going to sit here and say, oh, you're just saying that to play me, well, then I'm never going to get anywhere. If everybody telling me the truth is out to get me, then how am I going to get anywhere, and how am I going to trust anybody?
Well, you have to distinguish between those that have ulterior motives for telling the truth. Now, he's telling the truth about condemning Western, you know, pro-gay and pro-transgender policies. But, you know, paragon, he's not the paragon of faking Christianity. Never been a Christian. He'll make Christians a KGB colonel. He knows about the phony fall of the Soviet Union. He's continuing it and playing the West because he knows that there are conservatives out there listening to it. Now, the globalists on the other
hand. I don't think so, Joel. I got to stop you right there because I'm of this viewpoint that. People talking about communism as a threat out of Russia or communism as a threat even out of China falls on deaf ears to me. I've got communists here. Joe Biden just signed our sovereignty over to the World Health Organization. I'm dealing with communists in the West. I'm not dealing with communists coming from Russia.
No,
absolutely. I'm paying for illegal immigrants. I'm paying for people to live in the streets. What do you mean it's not communist?
It's not communist. He's a globalist. He's a globalist puppet. And they don't care how much money he takes from China. They don't care how much money he takes from Ukraine. He doesn't even care if China thinks they've got a handle on Joe Biden. Pure globalist puppet. And remember, the globalists, if you know anything about history, of how the globalists have fomented communism, allowed it to run, they brought China, Mao Zedong to power. They brought the communists to power in Russia with $20 million of gold. They cut off military aid to Chiang Kai-shek to bring down the power. They cut off military aid to Batista to bring communism. They cut off military aid to Somoza to bring communism to Nicaragua. It doesn't mean they're communists. You've got to understand that the globalists use communism to break down the social order so that they can come in with their mildest form of WEF, Great Reset Socialism. But they're not communists. You've got to understand that.
So why do they want this war with Putin and Russia so badly if they're part of the controlled opposition to bring in the global government?
All right, now remember that prior to this change against Russia, the globalists have always been covering for Russia and covering for China. And believe me, China's ruthless in their comments. You apparently haven't listened to my interviews with Alex Jones about the danger of China. But what I'm saying is the reason...
Well, hold on a second. I'm the one that was threatened with the fact that Russia's teaming up with China instead of America.
What did you just say?
I'm concerned that the Western elites are pushing Russia into the arms of the communist Chinese instead of having a partnership with us. That is my concern.
They're not pushing against. He's always been an ally of China. He's never been an ally of the West and never will be. I mean, where do you get this that he was independent of this?
I'm saying it's not happening because the West doesn't want it. The West is not interested in having a good relationship with Russia, clearly. And I think that's a mistake. Because now they're going to have a better relationship with China, and now China's going to arm them in Ukraine.
Well, it's not possible to ever deal with a deceptive Russian government, like Russia, and claim that they're ever going to be now. The globalists know that. They've been covering for Russia and the phony fallen Soviet Union specifically because they've been building it. They want Russia and China to attack the United States someday. It won't happen over Ukraine, but they have been building for this. That's what